Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Welcome back. Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit, as I said. The counseling is free and judgment free. Dealing with debt in life is really, really tough. But what about after death? If you lose a parent or a partner, is their debt now yours, and vice versa? What would the burden of your debt be on the people that you leave behind in the event of your death? To talk about what you need to know when it comes to debt inheritance in Canada, we're joined by Becky Western McFadden. She is the financial coaching manager at Credit Canada. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me here today.
It's a big question. Can I inherit debt after someone else's death? Can it become part of what I owe?
It is a concerning question. So the short answer is no, but with some exceptions. So the debts of your loved ones do not automatically transfer to you when they pass away, nor would your debts transfer to someone else if you pass away. However, when someone passes away, their estate becomes responsible for paying their debts.
Right. And so what does that mean?
Yeah, because this can be pretty confusing. So a person's debts must be paid out before any inheritance proceeds are paid to their beneficiaries. So inheritance proceeds or an estate can include things like a home with equity, savings, investments, and life insurance without a named beneficiary.
So if that's the black and white, there can be some gray here, like in the case where you may have a family credit card with a secondary card holder, or you've co-signed something. What happens in those two circumstances?
Yes, and those are two different circumstances. So if you're a co-signer on a joint debt and the other person passes away, you become 100% responsible for the debt. Just, you know, as you were legally responsible for the debt while the borrower is alive, you remain responsible for the debt even if they pass away. However, for a supplementary or a secondary cardholder, that's different. They're not responsible for the primary cardholder's account.
Phew. And you have seen this in your work as a credit counselor. How did this unfold?
So there's the scenario when the primary cardholder passes away and the creditors are notified, those accounts are canceled, you know, the problem's solved, it's done, it's taken care of. But if the supplementary cardholder continues to use that credit card after the primary cardholder passes away, then they are responsible for the account.
Okay, so that's an important flag for people to be aware of if circumstances change.
Yes, I actually had a client, Marjorie, that had a supplementary card of her husband's account. So when that husband passed away, she continued to use the card. She didn't tell the bank that he had passed. So when she began to struggle to pay for that account, a collector contacted her for payment. And in this case, the collector was within their rights, as Marjorie had to continue to use that card after the husband's death.
There are so many things that someone has to deal with after losing a loved one, but I can imagine some of the worst calls that you could ever receive would be from collection agencies. How does that work? How does that go if you are on the receiving end of those calls?
If there's no estate, you do not need to pay the debt, but do be aware of those collectors, right? So creditors know that debts are uncollectible when there is no estate. However, they may try to convince you otherwise. They'll maybe even threaten to take you to court.
That'd be really upsetting for people, wouldn't it?
Yes, yes. It's a very big concern. So, you know, debt collectors, you know, they'll do their best to try to convince the survivor that they're responsible for the debt, even say it's their legal responsibility, but it's simply not true.
So that's what happens if this were to unfold. You've got some ideas on preventative measures. First off, with the idea of co-signing, start with don't, if you can possibly avoid it.
Yes, if you can possibly avoid it, the first thing is do not co-sign or take on joint debt, simply so that you don't have that problem to start with. Secondly, you could beware of those supplementary cards just to avoid collectors from trying to collect from that person or from your beneficiaries. You'd also want to avoid becoming a guarantor. So don't be a guarantor for someone else's credit cards, because that creates the same issue as a joint credit card holder. And also consider a term life insurance policy, just simply to cover any outstanding debts that may be left behind.
Right. So this is basically a life insurance policy. You pay a monthly fee, and in the event of your death, it has a cash payout. Simple as that.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. You are a big believer in having conversations about money. What does that look like when there is debt in the picture?
I am a huge believer around conversations. So no surprise, my number one piece of advice is talk about it. Talk with your parents or loved one about debt after death. Make sure that there's no unresolved issues. Make sure everyone knows what the debts are and what the plan is should someone pass away. Secondly, I would suggest to create a will to prevent intestacy. So that's just to make sure that the beneficiaries get the proceeds you want them to have. You don't want to enact your province's laws of intestacy. So those are the rules that apply if you die without a will. And the third thing I'd suggest is give out to the inheritors before death. This way, you know, you'll make sure that everyone gets what you want them to have, and you get to see them reap the benefits of that while you're still alive.
If you were the one living, you also have some ideas on things you can do to avoid some challenges in the event of a loved one passing away. This picks up on the idea you had about the supplemental credit card. You'd recommend people send the death certificate to creditors.
Correct. So I would suggest doing so, because if there's any debt behind and there's no assets, it's a quick resolution to that concern. So if you just send the death certificate to the creditors, they can purge it off their books. It's done. It's over with. You don't have to worry about that anymore.
And there may be debts to settle, as you say, as a part of the estate. How do you try and get ahead of that?
You can set up some beneficiary money ahead of time to pay those outstanding bills, almost like a slush fund. So that way, if there's any debts left behind or there's an estate and any assets and a creditor wants to make a claim against that estate to recoup money owed, there's money there to just flow through to pay those bills at least temporarily, so that you're not dipping into your own personal finances to set that up.
There is an entire field of law that focuses on estate planning. What sort of questions should people be asking of the professionals?
They want to make sure that they're going to be protected. They're going to want to check where any life insurance policies are going to be directed. So you want to make sure there's named beneficiaries so that it goes to the beneficiary and not the creditors. So it is a good idea to just get advice from professionals or a lawyer to protect yourself.
Becky, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me here today.
Becky Western McFadden is the financial coaching manager at Credit Canada, and she was here to talk about debt after death.
Hi, it's me, your debt. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.